Welcome, brave souls, to another episode of Our Scary Stories. Within the hushed whispers of the night and the shadows that play on your walls, we bring you tales from the deepest corners of fear. Lock your doors, dim the lights, and let the chilling embrace of our stories envelop you. Tonight, we delve into a tale where not everything captured on film is meant to be seen. Prepare yourself for the story of The Phantom Photographer. The October sun was beginning to dip below the horizon, casting a warm orange and pink hue over the town of Ashford. This wasn't just any town, it was the very definition of quaint. Cobblestone streets wound their way through colonial-era homes, with ancient oak trees lining their path. They whispered tales of old, their leaves rustling as children ran past, their laughter echoing in the air. Natalie, a brunette with sharp, observant eyes, was busy scribbling in her notepad, documenting every detail for the local paper. "Natalie," shouted Lucas, her younger brother, as he tried to untangle himself from a large web decoration that had ensnared him. Even in his mid-twenties, his boyish charm was evident, often making his students giggle in class. "You could help, you know," he exclaimed, his cheeks a shade of autumn red. Natalie laughed, her voice melodic. "Always the clown, aren't you?" she teased, taking a moment to snap a photo of his predicament. Clara, watching from a distance, rolled her eyes. In her crisp police uniform, she appeared as the epitome of discipline and skepticism. "Every year," she muttered to herself, adjusting her cap and scanning the crowd, ensuring everything was in order. While she loved her town, she often found the Halloween festivities tedious. As day transitioned into dusk, Ashford's town square became the epicenter of activity. Children, their faces painted and costumes glittering, ran about collecting candy and showing off their outfits. Music filled the air, along with the sweet scent of pumpkin pies and the smoky aroma of roasted chestnuts. But among the cheer and festivity, a mysterious booth was being erected at a corner of the square. A sign read, "Capture a moment. Forever." Beneath a tattered canopy stood a hooded figure, their face obscured in shadow. In front of them was an old-fashioned camera, the kind that belonged in a museum rather than a festive town square. Natalie's curiosity was piqued. As a journalist, mysteries were her lifeblood. She approached the booth, her steps cautious yet determined. "Good evening," she greeted, trying to peer under the hood. But all she got was a glimpse of a smile, lips as pale as the moon. "Would you like a photograph, miss?" A hooded figure's voice was both melodious and chilling, like a winter's breeze. Lucas joined her, his eyes wide with intrigue. "This is a cool setup you have here. It's very authentic," he commented, running his fingers along the wood of the ancient camera. The figure nodded. "A moment in time, captured forever." "Interested?" Natalie hesitated. There was something oddly compelling about the camera, as if it held secrets from ages past. But before she could make up her mind, a group of teenagers swarmed the booth, pushing past her. "We're up first," one of them declared, posing with his friends, their faces lit up with youthful enthusiasm. A hooded figure didn't protest. With practiced ease, they got behind the camera, the lens focusing on the group. A flash pierced the growing darkness, and the moment was captured. But as the light faded, a chill ran down Natalie's spine. She couldn't shake the feeling that something was amiss. Unbeknownst to her, Clara was watching from the sidelines. Her cop instincts were buzzing, her gaze fixed on the enigmatic photographer. "Just who are you?" she murmured, more to herself than anyone else. As the evening wore on, the line for the Phantom Photographer, as some had begun to call them, grew longer. Ashford's residents, drawn in by the allure of the old camera and the mysterious hooded figure, were eager to have their souls captured in a frame. Little did they know, that might just be a more literal proposition than they realized. The buzz of excitement was electric in the air. The town of Ashford was alive with children laughing, parents chatting, and the distant sound of folk music playing from the main stage. Amongst all the festivities, the booth of the Phantom Photographer had become an unexpected hit. A group of boisterous teenagers, their faces painted with neon glow paints, gathered around the mysterious booth. "Bet it's just a gimmick," scoffed a lanky teen named Jake, his arms crossed skeptically. His friend Mia, her raven black hair contrasted by her ghostly white makeup, rolled her eyes. "Oh, come on, Jake. It's Halloween. Lighten up and let's just do it." With a chorus of cheers, the teens settled in front of the camera. Their giggles and playful shoves were silenced momentarily by the flash of the camera. As they blinked away the brightness, they couldn't help but whisper amongst themselves about the odd coldness that seemed to grip them for just a split second. Unbeknownst to them, Natalie had observed the entire exchange. Scribbling notes in her leather-bound notebook, she decided to seize the opportunity to learn more about the enigmatic photographer. "Excuse me," she started, her voice polite but firm. "I'm Natalie, a journalist for the Ashford Gazette. Mind if I ask you a few questions?" A hooded figure paused, tilting their head ever so slightly to the side, as if considering the proposition. After a drawn-out moment, they simply nodded. Trying to keep her professional demeanor, Natalie began, "What brings you to Ashford? And why this particular craft?" She gestured towards the camera. The photographer's reply was soft, like the murmur of leaves in the wind. "I capture moments, memories. Ashford seemed like a town full of them." Natalie tried to dig deeper. "Your camera, it's so unique. It's history." Another pause. "It's been with me for a long time. Longer than most can remember." Despite the ambiguous responses, Natalie's curiosity was further piqued. She thought of capturing this unique experience for her article. "Would you mind taking a photograph of my brother and me?" she inquired, beckoning Lucas over. Lucas, ever the enthusiastic sibling, didn't need much convincing. The siblings stood side by side, with the town's illuminated square as their backdrop. The camera flashed, and a similar chilling sensation gripped them, making Lucas shudder involuntarily. Around them, Ashford's festivities raged on. The booth's popularity skyrocketed as word spread about the mysterious phantom photographer with the chillingly authentic camera. Lines stretched, snaking around the square as more and more townspeople eagerly waited their turn, unknowingly inching closer to a fate none of them could have imagined. The Grand Clock Tower of Ashford, a landmark as old as the town itself, loomed over the festivities. Its hourly chime had always been a comforting, regular cadence to the townsfolk. But tonight, as the hands inched closer to midnight, an air of unease began to permeate the joyous atmosphere. Mia, with her luminous face paint, was laughing at a joke Jake had made when she suddenly stopped, her laughter replaced by a look of confusion. "Hey, where's Brian?" she questioned, scanning the crowd for their friend. Jake glanced around, his earlier skepticism replaced with genuine concern. "He was just here a minute ago, his coat still on the bench." Across the square, other groups began to notice similar eerie absences. Parents calling out for their children, friends searching for their companions, lovers reaching out for hands that were no longer there. A haunting chime of the clock tower resounded, signaling the arrival of midnight. Chaos erupted. The hauntingly empty belongings left behind by the vanished only added to the hysteria. Phones still blowing with unread messages, half-eaten candy, shoes left mid-step, and worst of all, countless photos from the booth scattered across the square, showing terrified faces of those now gone. Clara, amid the pandemonium, tried her best to restore order, her police whistle piercing through the frenzied cries. "Stay calm. Everyone, gather in the center. We'll figure this out," she shouted, her voice authoritative. But even as she tried to take control, her eyes darted about, looking for two familiar faces in the crowd. When she didn't find them, her heart sank. Natalie and Lucas were nowhere to be seen. Their belongings, a notebook and a Halloween scarf, were the only remnants of their presence. Clara's mind raced. She recalled the pair taking a photograph at the mysterious booth. Realization dawned on her as she connected the dots. The common thread among all those missing was the photograph taken by the hooded figure. As the first few rays of moonlight pierced the darkened sky, the phantom photographer's booth sat empty. Its proprietor vanished, leaving behind only the ancient camera and a trail of captured souls. Determined, Clara knew she had to solve the enigma of the vanished and confront the shadow that had enveloped Ashford on All Hallows' Eve. Dawn had yet to break when Clara reached her home, her mind a storm of emotions and thoughts. The town of Ashford, once a beacon of joy and community, now felt like a deserted land gripped by sorrow and fear. As she approached her doorstep, a brown package, tied with a black ribbon, caught her eye. Her instincts immediately put her on alert. She cautiously picked up the package, the weight of it revealing its contents even before she unwrapped it. Inside, a pile of glossy photographs shimmered in the faint light. Each one was a perfect capture of Ashford's residents from the previous night, their faces contorted in terror. The scenes in the photos weren't static. They were moving, albeit subtly. Eyes darted, fingers twitched, and mouths seemed to silently scream or call out for help. Her heart raced as she flipped through them, stopping dead when she reached the one of Natalie. And Lucas, the siblings, usually so full of life, looked pale and petrified. They were pushing against the confines of the frame, their eyes begging for rescue. Clara felt a rage boiling inside of her, along with a resolute determination. She needed answers. Knowing that the key lay in that old camera, she retreated to her study, where books and scrolls from Ashford's archives were stored. Hours of sifting through old town records and folktales led her to a chilling legend. The legend spoke of a cursed camera, crafted not by human hands, but by forces beyond comprehension. It was said to have the power to trap the souls of those it captured, leaving them in an eternal limbo between the realms of the living and the dead. The souls would remain imprisoned until the camera's destruction or a ritual of release. But with its power also came a warning. Each trapped soul could be replaced by something much darker from the void. Gripping the legend in her hands, Clara realized the gravity of what Ashford was up against. The camera wasn't just a tool, it was a portal, and she was the only hope for the ensnared souls of her town. The journey to save them had only just begun. As Clara examined the photographs with a magnifying glass, she was searching for anything that might hint at the phantom photographer's whereabouts. Each photo was like a window into the victim's trapped state, their fear evident in every pixel. And then, in the background of a group photo taken near Ashford's old fountain, she noticed it, a subtle reflection in the water. It was faint, almost missed at a cursory glance, but Clara's trained eyes caught the outline of a building reflected in the water's surface, a dilapidated manor, recognizable by its distinct Gothic spires and a weather vane shaped like a raven. It was the old Ravensbrook Manor, a place many in Ashford considered haunted and avoided, especially after dusk. With this revelation, Clara sought out Martin. A historian and the curator of Ashford's local museum, Martin had dedicated his life to preserving the town's history. If anyone knew more about the cursed camera and the legends connected to Ravensbrook Manor, it would be him. Martin's office was a maze of stacked books, ancient artifacts, and scrolls. As Clara narrated her findings in the eerie events of Halloween night, Martin listened, a grave expression forming on his face. "The camera you speak of," he began slowly, pulling out an old leather-bound book, "has its roots intertwined with the history of Ravensbrook Manor." He shared tales of the manor's previous inhabitants, of alchemists, occult rituals, and forbidden knowledge. The cursed camera was believed to have been crafted there, in one of its secret chambers. While the manor's inhabitants had long vanished, their dark legacy apparently lived on. As Martin spoke, Clara took notes, her resolve strengthening. "We need to go there, Martin. If we're to save the townsfolk, we need to uncover the mysteries of that manor." Martin, adjusting his glasses, nodded. "You're right, Clara, but we must tread carefully. The manor isn't just a building, it's a relic of the past, holding within its walls secrets that were meant to be forgotten." With a shared sense of purpose, the two formed an unlikely alliance, a skeptic officer and a historian. Together, they would delve into the heart of Ashford's darkest legend, ready to confront whatever awaited them. The path to Ravensbrook Manor was overgrown, nature reclaiming what once belonged to it. Towering trees, their branches gnarled and intertwined, formed a canopy that blocked out most of the daylight. The air grew colder as Clara and Martin made their way towards the ancient building. Upon reaching the manor, its Gothic spires and the raven-shaped weather vane stood as ominous markers of what lay ahead. Pushing the heavy oak doors open, they were met with a gust of stale air, thick with the scent of aged wood and forgotten memories. Martin lit a lantern, revealing the interior of the manor. What seemed to be a grand foyer led to numerous rooms. But what caught their attention was a doorway slightly ajar, revealing a faint light emanating from within. Approaching cautiously, they entered what appeared to be an old studio. Dust-covered furniture lay scattered, and cobwebs adorned every corner. But amidst this decay stood a table, pristine and free of dust. Atop it lay an array of relics and antiques from various eras, cameras, film reels, and photo albums. Clara gingerly picked up one of the albums. Flipping through its pages, she was met with photographs, eerily similar to the ones she had found earlier. But these were different, they spanned decades, each capturing residents of Ashford from times gone by, their faces showing the same terror as the recent victims. "It's not just a legend," Martin whispered, looking over Clara's shoulder. The Phantom Photographer has been doing this for generations. Before they could process this revelation, a sudden creak echoed through the studio. Clara, her instincts kicking in, quickly extinguished the lantern. In the dim light filtering from the outside, they noticed a section of the wooden floor rising slowly. A trap. Grabbing Martin's arm, Clara pulled him behind a dusty curtain just as the floor gave way, revealing a dark abyss below. The trap reset itself, the floorboards sliding back into place as if nothing had happened. Panting, Martin whispered, "He knows we're here." Clara nodded, her eyes steely with determination. "And we know he's been watching Ashford for far too long. We need to end this." Carefully avoiding any more potential traps, they retreated from the manor. But with every step they took, the weight of being watched pressed heavily upon them. The photographer was no longer a mere legend, but a tangible threat lurking in the shadows. Clara's home felt different that evening. Each shadow seemed longer, every creak of the wooden floorboards more pronounced. But it wasn't until she found a letter, bearing no postage and sealed with a dark wax emblem of a camera, that she understood why. Unfolding the parchment, Clara's eyes scanned the words, written in an elegant, almost otherworldly script. "Seek and you shall find, but to free the confined. Answer my riddles 3, and unveil the key." Beneath this introduction were the riddles, each one more enigmatic than the last. Martin arrived shortly after, his face pale from exhaustion, but his determination unwavering. "It's a challenge," he said, taking a seat opposite Clara and poring over the riddles. The first riddle read, "In daylight I thrive, but darkness I fear. Yet in the moon's gentle glow, I draw near. What am I?" After moments of pondering, Clara's eyes lit up. "A shadow," she exclaimed. Martin nodded in agreement, moving on to the next. "Holding memories, yet I'm not a mind. I capture moments, but time doesn't bind. What am I?" Martin smiled. "It's a photograph. Quite fitting, given our adversary." The third and final riddle was the most complex. "Born from ancient chants and lore, where the raven meets the moor. A ritual to free the bound. In Ravensbrook, it can be found." Martin's fingers drummed on the table. "The moor, the moor. There's an old poem about Ravensbrook Manor, a song really, that the town's elders used to sing. It mentions a ceremonial site on the manor grounds, near the edge of the moor." Piecing together the riddle's clues, it became clear that an ancient ritual, rooted in Ashford's history and folklore, was the key to releasing the trapped souls. With newfound hope, Clara and Martin prepared to delve deep into the traditions and customs of Ashford's past. They had the answers to the photographer's riddles, but the real challenge, the ritual, was yet to come. The old Ashford lighthouse stood tall, its beacon once a guiding force for ships long ago. Now, it served as a landmark, a silent witness to the passage of time. And tonight, it would be the stage for a confrontation that would shape the destiny of Ashford. Clara, armed with her unwavering resolve, and Martin, clutching an old tome containing the ritual, approached the lighthouse. Their steps were steady but filled with anticipation. The photographer's clues had led them here. Inside the lighthouse, spiraling stairs wound upwards towards the beacon. The rhythmic pulse of the lighthouse's light cast alternating patterns of illumination and shadow, creating an eerie ambience. Reaching the top, they found the room filled with old photographs. Centuries of Ashford's residents stared back at them, their expressions a blend of fear and hope. At the center, standing behind the ancient camera, was the Phantom Photographer. "Enough of this game," Clara shouted, her voice echoing in the circular chamber. "Release them. Release all of them." The photographer chuckled, a sound devoid of warmth. "Why, they are mine now, captured, like fleeting moments in time." Martin stepped forward, holding out the tome. "We know about the ritual. We can perform it and free them. This doesn't have to end in darkness." As words were exchanged, a gust of wind blew through the broken window panes. It caught the photographer off guard, causing his hood to slip. The face revealed was familiar, too familiar. It was Owen, a former librarian of Ashford, who had been ostracized by the community for his obsession with the occult. The recognition was mutual. Owen's eyes flared with anger and resentment. "You never understood." He seethed. "I discovered the camera's power, and with it, I would make everyone see. Those who ridiculed me, who cast me aside, would finally understand." Clara, connecting the dots, replied, "This isn't the way, Owen. Revenge won't bring you peace. Owen's expression contorted, torn between anger and the weight of his actions. But as moments passed, defiance won. With a swift motion, he aimed to take another photograph, hoping to trap Clara and Martin too. But Martin was quicker. Using a chant from the tome, he momentarily blinded Owen with a radiant light. In the ensuing struggle, the camera toppled, shattering into countless pieces. The room was filled with ethereal lights as spirits trapped in the photographs began to emerge, their formless shapes dancing in gratitude. Owen, defeated and surrounded by the very souls he'd imprisoned, could only watch in despair as the legacy of his revenge crumbled around him. The witching hour, the time when the veil between the world of the living and the realm of the unknown is thinnest. Under the vast starlit sky, Clara and Martin stood at the edge of the moor near Ravensbrook Manor, the location alluded to in the riddles. Martin arranged a circle of candles, their flames flickering, casting long, dancing shadows on the ground. At the center of the circle, he placed the collected photographs, including the one of Natalie and Lucas. Around them, the whispering winds seemed to carry the soft murmurs and pleas of the trapped souls. Taking a deep breath, Clara began to recite the incantations from the tome. As she spoke, the atmosphere grew dense, and a luminescent mist started to rise from the photographs. Each figure within the photos started to contort and shift, the boundaries of the frames unable to contain them. However, as the spirits began to emerge, they were met with ghostly apparitions representing their deepest fears. These fears took shape in various forms, some faced monstrous creatures, while others were confronted by haunting memories from their pasts. Natalie and Lucas found themselves standing at the edge of a precipice, the ground crumbling beneath them. This was no ordinary cliff, but a representation of their shared childhood trauma, a car accident on a stormy night that had left them orphaned. The roars of thunder, the lashing rain, and the blinding headlights approached them, threatening to push them into the abyss of that fateful night. Lucas, paralyzed by fear, was unable to move. But Natalie, summoning her inner strength, shouted above the storm, "This isn't real. We survived that night. We faced it together, and we'll face this now." Reaching out, she grabbed Lucas's hand, their combined willpower causing the apparition to dissipate, leaving them standing in the calm center of the ritual circle. One by one, each spirit faced their fears. While some battles were short, others were emotionally charged, echoing with personal regrets and long-buried memories. But with Clara and Martin's guidance and the power of the ritual, each spirit overcame their phantoms, finding themselves free from the camera's curse. As the witching hour neared its end, the moor returned to its serene state, the only remnants of the ritual being the extinguished candles and the now blank photographs. The souls of Ashford had been released, having faced the darkness within and emerged into the light. As the first light of dawn painted the sky in hues of pink and gold, Ashford began to stir. The town square, which just hours ago had been a place of terror and confusion, was now a canvas of reunion and joy. People embraced, tears of relief mingling with laughter. Stories of their confrontations with their deepest fears were shared, creating an unbreakable bond among the townsfolk. Natalie and Lucas, their ordeal drawing them even closer, stood hand in hand, grateful for the second chance they had been given. In the midst of the reunions, Clara and Martin, weary but satisfied, took the remnants of the cursed camera. Using an anvil in the town's old blacksmith shop, they shattered it, ensuring that its dark legacy would never ensnare another soul. Owen, the man behind the phantom photographer's mask, was nowhere to be found. But whispers around town said he had left Ashford, burdened by the weight of his actions, seeking redemption in distant lands. The events of that fateful Halloween night changed Ashford forever. The town, once known for its quaint charm, was now a symbol of unity, resilience, and the indomitable human spirit. The tales of bravery, of facing one's fears, became legendary, passed down from one generation to the next. Every year, on the anniversary of that night, Ashford commemorated the event. Lanterns were lit, casting their gentle glow over the town, symbolizing the light that had dispelled the darkness. Songs were sung and stories were shared, ensuring that the memory of that night lived on, not as a reminder of terror, but as a testament to hope, unity, and the strength that came from facing one's fears. And so, in the heart of the town, beneath the shadow of the old clock tower, Ashford stood tall, its spirit unbroken, a beacon of hope in a world filled with uncertainties. And so, dear listeners, as dawn breaks and the darkness retreats, we close this chapter of terror. Remember, the line between reality and the tales we tell here is often blurred. Keep your eyes open, for the shadows of our stories might just dance in your very room. Until next time, sleep tight and don't let your fears capture you. This has been Our Scary Stories. Farewell, for now. This is Our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.